And that is some funky stuff from Calibro 35. The tune was called Reptile Strut. I'm Jay Thurber. The website, jaythurbershow.com. Also on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is next. It's 2 o'clock.
Well, Jimmy Kimmel was fired because he had bad ratings more than anything else, and he said a horrible thing about a great gentleman known as Charlie Kirk. Jimmy Kimmel is not a talented person. He had very bad ratings, and they should have fired him a long time ago. So you can call that free speech or not. He was fired for lack of talent.
President Donald Trump is celebrating ABC's indefinite suspension of late-night host Jimmy Kimmel. The comedian is under fire for a joke about how Republicans are describing the motivation of the killer of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. FCC Chair Brendan Carr threatened the network to get Kimmel suspended, and several conservative lawmakers slammed that as censorship. As one GOP senator put it, free speech is free speech. Members of the House Oversight Committee want to call Carr to testify. Kimmel's suspension comes soon after CBS announced it's ending The Late Show with Stephen Colbert next spring. Colbert called the network's $16 million payment ending a Trump lawsuit over a 60 Minutes interview a big fat bribe. Both networks have huge sums at risk if pending business deals don't get federal approval. The White House says an executive order on political violence and hate speech is coming. Trump just designated the anti-fascist group Antifa as a terrorist organization. Critics charge it's an ideology, not an organization, but the designation will make it easier to go after various groups' funding. After Kirk's death, the Justice Department quietly removed a study from its website saying right-wing domestic terrorism is far more common than either left-wing or Islamist violence. Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy says Kirk's death should have been a moment for Trump to seek the unity he promised during the campaign. Instead, Murphy says Trump's doing what is, quote, standard for every budding despot.
Trump is making it 100% clear that he is going to ramp up his efforts to use the power of the federal government to harass and punish his critics, not because they're supporters of political violence, they are not, but because they have the audacity to openly oppose his policies.
He and other Democrats are introducing the No Political Enemies, or NOPE, Act, which they say aims to protect people and organizations from politically motivated targeting and prosecution. Meanwhile, other members of the party are supporting the Redistricting Reform Act. California Democrat Zoe Lofgren says the bill would stop partisan efforts to rig election maps like those underway in half a dozen states.
The Redistricting Reform Act would end the nationwide redistricting war by prohibiting mid-decade redistricting and ensuring every state adopts independent redistricting that uses uniform, fair redistricting criteria.
Medication abortions are center stage in new Texas abortion legislation. Mifepristone has been on the market for a quarter century, and many get it via telehealth. Backers of House Bill 7 say the medications are, quote, poisonous and illegal, adding people don't know how to use them safely. But Dr. Angel Foster with the Massachusetts Medication Abortion Access Project says the medications have proven as safe as Tylenol and are mailed out after patients consult their physician.
Within days, the standard combination of mifepristone and misoprostol, along with additional information on how to take the pills, what to expect, and when to seek follow-up care is in the mail en route to the patient's home.
Foster says the Massachusetts Medication Abortion Access Project serves around 2,500 patients a month, a third of them in Texas. I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
206. Much more music time. 412-385-7450. We got a couple requests to get to. Also online, we may be the only radio station other than Pop Shop Radio that takes requests over the Fediverse. That's Blue Sky and Mastodon at Jay Thurber Show. You can find us there, also on Facebook. We heard the news there about Jimmy Kimmel. I heard the news today. Oh, boy. David Letterman said, don't worry about Jimmy Kimmel. He talked to him. He's fine. He's sitting up in bed and taking nourishment now. We're going to talk about that. We're going to hear from Letterman later this hour, and we're going to talk a little bit about that and try not to get ourselves in too much trouble. We'll see. From McKeesport called 412-385-7450. He pointed out that the great songwriter Bobby Hart died this week. He was one half of the songwriting team called Boyce and Hart, who had a huge string of hits, including a bunch for the Monkees. Looking out for Greg and McKeesport in honor of Bobby Hart. Here's the Prefab Four. It's the Monkees on Radio 9. Monkees on Radio 9, a song written by Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart. Tommy Boyce died many years ago, unfortunately, a victim of suicide. But Bobby Hart passed away just a couple of last week, I think, September 10th. So last week, they were two of the big songwriters of the bubblegum era in the 60s and 70s. And they recorded some songs themselves, like this one. On Radio 9.
Look.
The band Free on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. We've got more new music coming up in just a couple of minutes. We'll also check your full-time forecast. We'll hear from David Letterman later on in this hour.
My baby don't stand no cheating, my baby. Well, yeah, she don't stand no cheating, my baby. Creeping, my babe, true little baby, my babe, my babe. I know she'd love me, my babe. Oh yes, I know she'd love me, my baby. Oh yes, I know she'd love me. She don't do nothing but kissing, hugging.
Happened to you?
Hey, I pooped a turtle.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. And you say you belong to me and lose my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together.
on Radio 9. At 2:24 Chime Time, music from the Black Keys coming up after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. That's one of those 45s that I feel like there is no such thing as a clean pressing of. I don't know what White Whale Records was pressing their records with in the 1960s, but man, it must have been reclaimed, melted down Howdy Doody dolls or something. I don't know. Man, those are just awful sounding, aren't they? What else to tell you about? Speaking of awful sounding, I'm Jay Thurber. Coming up at 3 o'clock, of course, smooth, relaxing, and easy. Going back to receive your high school diploma can make a huge difference in your life, not just for you, but for your loved ones and your community as well. Across the country, thousands of free adult education centers are ready to help with teachers who will guide you every step of the way. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. A message from the Ad Council and the Dollar General Literacy Foundation. I need that, obviously. I need to learn how to read. Reading is fundamental. Hooked on Phonics might work for me. The 5th Annual Taste of Serbia Festival will be held 3 to 7 p.m. October 3rd and 12 noon to 7 p.m. October 4th at St. Sava Serbian Orthodox Church, 901 Hartman Street in McKeesport, rain or shine. Patrons may dine inside the church hall or outside under the courtyard tent on October 4th. The band Orchestar Pobeda will be there to perform. Admission is free. All proceeds benefit St. Sava Church. For more information, St. SavaPA.org. No? Boy, it'd be great if we had a jingle queued up here, wouldn't it? Go ahead, try it again now. Go ahead. This is what happens when you miss rehearsal, guys.
The latest weather forecast and the
thank you very much. Looking for mostly sunny skies the remainder of the afternoon now, with a high of 85. Chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight with a low of 63. Mostly sunny on Sunday with a high of 84. Monday, chance of showers, mostly cloudy, high near 82. Tuesday, showers likely, thunderstorms possible, mostly cloudy with a high of 78. And then on Wednesday, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high of 76. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show. 85 in Washington County. It's 82 in Beaver County. 79 in Butler. 79 also outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport. And street level at the corner of Forbes and Morrowood in Oakland at WRCC. 80 degrees with new music from the Black Keys.
Fall out of bed, spread my faith, try to keep my mind.
music from the Black Keys here on Radio 9 with me, Jay Thurber, broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 2:30. This is Elvis Costello. Costello on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. And a reminder that opinions expressed on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber are not those of WRCT Radio Incorporated, Carnegie Mellon University, Tube City Community Media, or Tube City Online Radio. Thank you. I'm trying to decide if I wanted to say anything about this or not, but what the heck? Until they drag me out of here, I might as well, right? If anybody wants to try to get me fired, by the way, well, the joke's on you. They don't pay me anything. It makes it so difficult to fire someone who doesn't make any money, doesn't it? But if you want to try to get my show taken off the air, the email address info@wrct.org. So you can go ahead if anybody's listening and they want to try to get the show taken off the air. info@wrct.org, or you can write to WRCT Radio, 5000 Forbes Avenue, Pittsburgh, 15213. So the FCC threatened TV stations that carry Jimmy Kimmel's show. And as a response, Nexstar Broadcasting, which owns, I think, 200 TV stations around the country. This is one of the problems, right? These big companies have bought up all of the There used to be a rule in this country that you could own 7, 7, and 7. You could own 7 AM radio stations, 7 FM radio stations, and 7 TV stations. And then I think they increased it to 10. And then thank you, Bill Clinton and Newt Gingrich, back in the 90s. They eliminated basically all of the rules, and now you can own as many as you can get your grubby little booger hooks into, right? So you have companies like Sinclair Broadcasting, which owns Channel 22 and Channel 53 here in Pittsburgh. You have Nexstar. You have a couple of big conglomerates that have gobbled up all the local TV stations, right? Well, Nexstar wants to merge with another big giant company, and they need FCC approval. Jimmy Kimmel, and I'm not a huge Jimmy Kimmel fan. I'm more of a Seth Meyers person, but Jimmy Kimmel has been going after the administration pretty hot and heavy this year. And obviously, our greatest president, your favorite president, doesn't like that. So he put pressure on the FCC, the Friendly Candy Commission, which also governs radio stations, right? So he put pressure on the FCC. The chairman of the FCC, who wears a picture of the president on his lapel, and I'm not making that up. He has a tiny gold pin. Well, it's not that tiny. It's probably an inch wide. That's what she said. That he wears on his lapel that is in the shape of Donald Trump's face, the chair of the FCC, wears that on his suit every day. And I'm not making that up. So go with that as however you want. So these TV stations want to merge. The FCC has the final say over whether or not they're allowed, these two giant companies are allowed to get even more ginormous. They don't like Jimmy Kimmel, so they pulled Jimmy Kimmel off the air on Wednesday. Apparently with very little warning, like they were literally getting ready to tape the show and they came down and said, tonight we're going to run Celebrity Family Feud instead. So, the First Amendment, it's not censorship. Like, if the station, the program director of the radio station decides that this show stinks, well, first of all, they've had 20 years. I mean, they haven't figured out that it stinks by now. But if the program director of this radio station decides to take me off the air because the show stinks or because nobody's listening, that's not a violation of the First Amendment. If the government tells the station to take me off for any reason, that is a violation of the First Amendment. So what we have here pretty clearly is the government putting pressure on the TV station owners, the TV station owners losing their minds, as you might expect, with the government threatening them, and ABC deciding, let's put Jimmy Kimmel's stuff in a wet paper box and throw it out on the curb. So that's what happened this week. This comes about a month after, and this is the last time we heard from our friend, our TV pal, David Letterman, was about a month ago when the CBS announced they were no longer renewing Stephen Colbert's show. Now, Stephen Colbert is also, well, Stephen Colbert, his whole career has been going after pretty hot and heavy Donald Trump, right? But Stephen Colbert, they said, well, the show costs so much money, and they said, we're just going to let his contract expire next year. So there was some plausible deniability that, okay, they were just doing this to save money. I don't think there's anybody thinks that this was anything against Jimmy Kimmel, except the president of the United States got his feelings hurt. And so somebody's got to pay for it, and the FCC punishes. Now, this is where, if you want to get this show taken off the air, say you were listening to Radio 9 on Saturday, info@wrct.org, and that includes the FCC. If you want to put some pressure on the whoever, I don't know, to smack my hands, you can. Here's the comments that Jimmy Kimmel made that were so outrageous that people lost their minds. Ready? And I should say, first of all, last week, after a lunatic shot Charlie Kirk at Utah Valley University, here's what Jimmy Kimmel had to say. He said, can we just for one day agree that it is horrible and monstrous to shoot another human? On behalf of my family, we send love to the Kirks and to all the children, parents, and innocents who fall victim to senseless gun violence. Okay, that's what Jimmy Kimmel said last week. Here's what he said on Tuesday that got his show canceled indefinitely. Jimmy Kimmel said, the MAGA gang is desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it. In between the finger pointing, there was grieving. And then I believe Kimmel showed a clip of the president bragging about how great his new ballroom is going to be at the White House. Okay. Was the comment in bad taste? That's up to you. Was the comment offensive? Again, I guess that's in the eye of the beholder. I don't find it offensive. Was the comment wrong? We don't know yet because the motives of this crazy person that shot Charlie Kirk have not really been very clear yet. Apparently, they're not cooperating with the police at all. So we don't know. But those are the controversial quote-unquote comments that they canceled Jimmy Kimmel for indefinitely. And now the TV station owners, these two big companies that want to become even bigger companies, they're demanding that Jimmy Kimmel apologize for this and also make a donation to Charlie Kirk's organization. If you saw the chairman of the FCC, and again, I hope he's listening. If you saw the chairman of the FCC, it could only be described as, his comments could only be described as Tony Soprano-esque about the revenge that they are looking for. And David Letterman was on a panel discussion this week, sponsored by the Atlantic magazine. And here's what David Letterman had to say.
Well, this is...
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Smooth move, X-Lax. Here we go.
It's misery. And in the world of somebody who is an authoritarian, maybe a dictatorship, sooner or later, everyone is going to be touched. But this is me. For 30 years, I did this for a living. So I see this happen. They took care of Colbert. That was rude. That was inexcusable. The man deserves a great deal of credit. He's in the Hall of Fame 9 times. And to be manipulated like that because the Ellison family didn't want to trouble Donald Trump with this move, so they got rid of him. Not only got rid of him, got rid of the whole franchise. You're not going to have to worry about anything, Larry. It's all gone. It's fine. Good night. And then my good friend Jimmy Kimmel. I feel bad about this because we all see where this is going, correct? It's managed media, and it's no good. It's silly. It's ridiculous, and you can't go around firing somebody because you're fearful or trying to suck up to an authoritarian criminal administration in the Oval Office. That's just not how this works. Ten years ago, I was smart enough to cancel myself. But the other thing is, the FCC, this guy, Brendan Carr, yes. So this guy, the FCC, is we can do things the easy way, we can do things the hard way. Who is hiring these goons? Mario Puzo? The FCC, we're not happy until you're not happy, for God's sakes. When I was a kid, I was like 20 years old, and I wanted to work at a radio station, so I went to Chicago to the FCC. You take a test, you pass the test, you have your third phone radio broadcasting license. That's what the FCC does. If you're a 50,000-watt clear channel radio station, once a year they'll come and check your dials to make sure you're not broadcasting at 55,000 watts. And God forbid you are, then you get an $8 fine. That is the FCC. I don't know what is going on here. This is beating up on these people, rightly or wrongly, accurately or perhaps inaccurately, in the name of comedy. Not once were we squeezed by anyone from any governmental agency. Agency, let alone the dreaded FCC.
Republican, Democrat, never.
Well, I will say we probably went easy on Barack Obama because I kind of like the guy. The institution of the President of the United States ought to be bigger than a guy doing a talk show. You know, it really ought to be bigger.
Well, it was really interesting. Last night, late at night, Trump is tweeting or truth socialing from Windsor Castle. After a state dinner hosted by the King of England about doing his late night television show critique. I mean, it feels like we're living in a simulation when you think about that.
Well, it would be hilarious if it wasn't all leading to something that from which we won't recover.
Well, what do you think it's leading to?
Well, I think it's easily. First of all, here's the thing that's up my nose these days. By God, we got to get to work on those midterms. Well, I think the midterm elections will be elections in name only. I'm sorry. The Republicans have raised untold billions of dollars. The Democrats, I think, are staggering a bit behind in terms of fundraising.
Let me ask you about the actual joke or commentary that Jimmy Kimmel made the other night. It actually was inaccurate. I mean, recognizing that he's a comedian, not a journalist.
Inaccurate. Yes, exactly right. We all make mistakes. I mean, good Lord, I'm not exactly in full mind understanding of what Jimmy said, what he was trying to say, and what mistake was made. This is something that was predicted by our president right after Stephen Colbert got walked off. So you're telling me that this isn't premeditated at some level.
So that's David Letterman yesterday, I believe, at the Atlantic Festival on a panel discussion discussing, and you can find out more by going to the Atlantic's website. You can see the whole discussion there about free speech and where we are right now. And, that's my thoughts on it. I think I've taken up enough time. Once again, opinions expressed by Jay Thurber on Radio 9 and are not those of WRCT Radio Incorporated, Carnegie Mellon University, Tube City Online, or Tube City Community Media. Questions or comments, we hope anybody will write to us, actually.
Jay Thurber!
My guess is tonight you'll be watching a rerun. And if you like, come by tomorrow and watch me clean out my office.
Thank you.
Frank Sinatra. Every one of you listening to me realize that communism is the avowed enemy of the free world. And unless it is stopped, communism will destroy our way of life. But there are many ways in which the free world can and does stop the spread of communism. And one of the most powerful ways is through the work of Radio Free Europe. Every day, Radio Free Europe is on the air, breaking through the Iron Curtain, sending accurate news and information to the 80 million captive people of Poland, Hungary, Czechoslovakia, Romania, and Bulgaria. In this way, Radio Free Europe helps stop the spread of communism in Europe. But Radio Free Europe needs help to continue its vital mission. It needs your dollars to continue its fight against communism. Send a contribution now to Radio Free Europe Fund, Box 1963, Mount Vernon, New York.
You know who hates Radio Free Europe? Vladimir Putin. You know who defunded Radio Free Europe? Two guesses, and the first one don't count.
Jay Thurber!
Who is that, Jack Wad?
No, not him. If the funding were up to me, it'd be about $1.83. Enough money to pay attention right now. Not enough. If my brains were dynamite, I wouldn't be able to blow my nose. Here are the Temptations on Radio 9.
Sick of politics. I don't listen to NPR
anymore. I don't listen to talk radio anymore because it's just politics, politics, politics. Who cares? But broadcasting kind of in my will. You know what I would rather be talking about? Maybe we'll talk about it next week on the show. The Publishers Clearinghouse went bankrupt, which means everybody that was relying on those checks of $5,000 a week for life, who then quit their job, all of a sudden they're no longer getting checks from the Publishers Clearinghouse. And I'm sorry. It's not funny, but it is a little bit funny. Like, quit my job and then the Publishers Clearinghouse. But it would be doubly worse if you had worked for Publishers Clearinghouse and you quit your job and then you lost your job and then you lost your check. I don't know what's going on. Anyways, new music from the High Watermarks coming up right after this.
You're from-
Pirates hosting the Athletics this afternoon at PNC Park. Game time is at 6:40. The Pirates have lost 9 of their last 10 games, and they dropped last night's game to the A's. Bubba Chandler expected to get the call to the mound for the Buccos. Elsewhere in the major leagues last night, Braves over the Tigers 10-1, Reds over the Cubs 7-4, and the Orioles over the Yankees 4-2. Pitt Panthers and Penn State football both off this weekend. Your Carnegie Mellon Tartans just defeated the number 20 ranked Barry Vikings by a score of 17-9. It's a nice comeback for Carnegie Mellon, which had a heartbreaking loss last week. Pittsburgh Steelers on the road to take on the New England Patriots. Right now, the Patriots are favored. Steelers, of course, coming off a loss last week. Aaron Rodgers has been sacked 7 times through the last 2 weeks, so the Steelers really got to do something about that defense. We will see tomorrow what happens. Looking for mostly sunny skies the remainder of this afternoon with a high of 85. Chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight with a low of 63. Sunny on Sunday, 84. Chance of showers and thunderstorms Monday, high near 82. Tuesday, showers likely, high near 78. And then on Wednesday, a chance of showers mostly cloudy with a high near 76. Currently 85 in Washington County, 82 in Beaver County, 79 outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. It's 80 degrees at WRCT. New music from the High Watermarks.
First known instance of a man who was killed because he had lousy ratings.
Find me on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. Check out the website at jaythurbershow.com. Remember, until then, it's nice to be important, but it's a whole lot more important to be nice. You can lead a horse to water, but nothing smells worse than a wet horse. A bird in the hand makes one hell of a mess. No matter where you go, there you are. Don't sweat the petty things, and don't pet the sweaty things. Smooth, relaxing, and easy is coming up next here on 88.3 WYRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It is 3 o'clock. We'll see you next time, starting at noon on Saturday. Next week's show is pre-recorded, so get your requests in early. Check in with me on social media during the week.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye.
This is a production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, welcome to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien. Recorded at the PBRTV.com studios for Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org. Also heard on Vulcan Sound Radio.